Hi, this is Mike Benedetti of PieAndCoffee.org. Here's the audio of Worcester's Zoning Board of Appeals, June 25th, 2007, in which they discuss why they can't yet hear a petition opposing a Walmart in the city of Worcester.
Next up, folks, we're on item number 8 on the agenda. It's 25 Tobias Boland Way. Veronica Orozco and Ronald and Janet Bousquet, petitioners. To BG 2.0 and a floodplain overlay district. Present use, former manufacturing site. Petition purpose, to overturn the definitive site plan approval of the planning board. Requested relief is an administrative appeal to overturn the March 21st, 2007 decision to approve the definitive site plan. Anyone interested in this petition? Please come forward and sign it. While folks are signing in, Mr. Fontaine, can I get your overview on this?
Mr. Chairman, I am in receipt, as is the board, of the June 6, 2007 legal opinion from Deputy City Solicitor Michael Trainer with regard to the administrative appeal for 25 Tobias Boland Way. In that opinion, I will paraphrase and summarize. He opined that for reasons set forth in his opinion that the ZBA lacks jurisdiction to review a site plan decision of the planning board and must dismiss the appeal. And secondly, even assuming that the appeal of the planning board's decision could be taken directly to the ZBA, jurisdiction to hear that appeal would still be lacking because the petition was untimely filed.
Mr. Fontaine, let me ask. The opinion that we have from the Assistant City Solicitor, is it based on information in the new zoning ordinance? Because
yes,
it does not reference that.
Mr. Chairman, it is based on our zoning ordinance. Yes, it is, as well as state law. And I failed to mention that this, based on the analysis put together by Michael Trainer, it was his recommendation that the ZBA dismiss the petition for lack of jurisdiction and deny the appeal.
Because this board in the past has heard administrative appeals relative to site plan, if I'm not mistaken. So I'm just wondering what makes this case different. And not asking you to speak for a solicitor, just in your opinion.
Well, specifically, I believe that the ordinance, the change was made during the omnibus zoning ordinance amendment that now the administrative official is the person that can be appealed, and since the planning board is an administrative official, therefore that can't be appealed.
Okay. Just adding to that, my understanding, after having read that opinion
and looking at the new zoning ordinance would be consistent with what Mr. Fontaine and Mr. Trainer have stated, which is that under the new zoning ordinance, site plan approval no longer takes an appeal to the ZBA. There has to be some administrative action, such as the issuance of a building permit. That not being before us, the issuance of a building permit, all we have before us is a request for site plan review. Under the old ordinance, we'd be in a position to entertain that. Under the new ordinance, we have no jurisdiction over that until there's a building permit that's been issued. So it's my understanding, based on the information provided to us from the law department, is that unless and until there is a building permit issued, and unless and until there's an appeal taken from the issuance of a building permit, the objection to the site plan approval cannot properly be before us for our review. And I've looked at the new ordinance, and quite frankly, there is a change from the new to the old. And what's difficult is I'm suspecting that these abutters don't have an attorney representing them, so some of this language might be very technical. But that's the opinion of the law department. I have no problem with it because it's consistent with what my reading would be of the zoning ordinance. Having said that, I don't know where the board wishes to go with this, but I would just be cautious that if we open this up for a hearing, we have had a request from the applicant themselves to be here to address any sort of hearing issues. But my own personal opinion is that we do not open this up for a hearing because it's not properly before us. Thank you.
Could you rephrase it so we can understand?
Well, I'm not your attorney, and one of the deficits of appearing without an attorney is that zoning regulations are highly technical, but I can try to say it in a way that I think would be helpful, and that is that you can only appeal certain things to the Zoning Board of Appeals. Under the new zoning ordinance, you can appeal the issuance of a building permit, but you can't appeal site plan approval. You're asking us to review what the planning board did, which is site plan approval. You're not asking us to review the issuance of a building permit. We only have jurisdiction authority to review what the zoning ordinance allows us to review. Under the old zoning ordinance, we could review what you're asking us to review, but there's been a new zoning ordinance. And under the new zoning ordinance, we have no authority, in the opinion of the law department and in our own reading of the zoning ordinance, to review what you're asking us to review. So unless and until you ask us to review the issuance of a building permit, we can't entertain what you're asking us to entertain. Does that help at all?
When was the new ordinance?
Mr. Chairman, through you to Mr. Fontaine.
The new ordinance, I believe, Mr. Fontaine, ordained in City Council April.
No,
amended through February 6th, 2007. Okay. So, folks, if a building permit is issued, I believe at that point in time you could come back here with an administrative appeal. But I do not believe that the board has, or you don't have standing before the board for this administrative appeal.
At this point, who do we have?
Mr. Chairman?
I don't want to open this up to be a hearing. Okay, because I don't believe that you're legally before us.
And this is on the point you're raising, not on the content, but on the point. My name is Al Norman. I'm a land use consultant. I'm working with Worcester First. I want to read a letter. This is on the point.
If we're going to hear testimony, I believe we also have a request for a continuance so that the applicant for this project could be here to hear testimony and to review it. So
I'm going to turn
to the board.
I'm not presenting testimony.
Mr. Chairman.
I am not going to accept
it
right now. I want to have a conversation with the board, and I want to get thoughts from the board, and I want to get a feeling from the board.
I like to cut to the chase. Certain things need to be addressed directly. The reality is, if the people that object to the project are sincere about their objection, we're going to wind up hearing from all of you when the building permit is issued. We've been given a law department opinion, which in general we have no reason to disagree with. I strongly agree with what the chairman has said. You're going to, with all due respect, sir, tell us that we're wrong in our interpretation. And this gentleman who's representing the property owner is going to tell us we're right in our interpretation. And then we're into the hearing mode. And we're going to hear this all over again when the building permit is issued. So my sense is we're not cutting you off because you're going to be back in front of us. You're going to be back in front of us with the entire entree of a building permit and a request for us to review that.
That's not what I'm trying to say. I want to enter one fact into the record.
Through the chair, if I could, I would agree with what my colleagues have said up to this point, that this is not the forum to hear this matter. And I would request that we don't go any further with this unless we're going to open the hearing.
No.
So, I mean, that's what my position would be.
Thank you.
I
will second
that.
Procedurally, Mr. Fontaine, should the board dismiss this matter, or should we?
Mr. Chairman, according to Deputy city solicitor, the ZBA dismissed the petition for lack of jurisdiction and denied the appeal.
So there does need to be action on the appeal from the board. So if that's the case, we never opened the hearing.
Mr. Chairman, can I just...
Mr. Burton?
I pretty much said what I was going to say. I'm just going to repeat myself.
Then, Mr. Chairman, a motion to close, would that be appropriate? Or would just go right into
it? Never opened, so let's go right into a motion.
I already have a motion.
Mr. Horton,
I'm sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Motion.
Second.
Okay. So I have a motion to dismiss the matter for lack of jurisdiction.
Second.
And I have a second on that motion. And this is going to be all regular members. Mr. Hunt?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. George?
Yes.
Yes. The motion has been dismissed for lack of jurisdiction.
And to deny the appeal.
Folks, I apologize, but if we opened it, we would have went down a slippery slope. So, when you can properly come before the board, we're more than happy to get you here. Okay? Thank you, folks.